Officers from the Southern Georgian Bay OPP detachment are reporting four notable traffic-related investigations over the weekend. In the most recent incident, a report to the OPP Communications Center of an unoccupied vehicle upside down in a swampy part of the Tay Point Road ditch in Penetanguishene at around 6 a.m. Sunday had officers and an OPP canine unit searching the area, according to an OPP news release. The driver was located, resulting in a 58-year-old Wasaga Beach man being charged under the Highway Traffic Act with fail to remain at the scene of an accident, fail to report an accident, and careless driving. In a separate incident, officers were dispatched to a Robbins Point, Tay Township address after receiving a report that a vehicle had left the roadway and crashed at around 11:35 p.m. on Saturday. Police said after investigation it was learned a 17-year-old G2 driver from Tay Township was behind the wheel when the vehicle left the roadway and struck a rock on the lawn of the property. He was charged with dangerous driving, public mischief, and failure to remain at the scene of an accident, police said. The identity of the accused is protected by the Youth Criminal Justice Act. He's scheduled to appear before the Youth Justice Court at a future date. In a third incident, a call to 911 came in at around 8:30 a.m. Saturday from a community member reporting a vehicle in the ditch off LaFontaine Road West in Tiny Township. Attending officers located the driver, and once spoken to by the officers, they entered into an impaired driving investigation. Police say the driver was transported to the Orillia detachment for further examination by a drug recognition officer. As a result, Michael Peter Carnival, 43, of Wasaga Beach has been charged with operation while impaired alcohol and drugs and was released from custody to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice on June 13. He was also served a 90-day driver's license suspension, and the involved vehicle was towed and impounded for 7 days in accordance to the Ministry of Transportation guidelines. None of the allegations have been tested in court, and Carnival is considered innocent unless proven guilty. In the fourth incident, an OPP officer on patrol noted the driving behavior of the vehicle ahead on William Street in Midland and made a traffic stop shortly after 11 p.m. on Friday. Police say that upon speaking with the driver, the officer commenced an impaired driving investigation. As a result, Tracy Ourdnick, 43, of Midland was charged with operation while impaired, alcohol and drugs, operation while impaired, blood alcohol concentration, 80+, unsafe move, lane or shoulder, fail to surrender permit for motor vehicle, fail to have insurance card. Ourdnick was released from custody to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice on June 6, was served a 90-day driver's license suspension, and the involved vehicle was towed and impounded for 7 days in accordance to the Ministry of Transportation guidelines. None of the allegations have been tested in court, and Ourdnick is considered innocent unless proven guilty.